This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we'll learn about Milwaukee Rep's We Rise event series. We'll look at what the Marcus Center is doing to advance racial equity in the performing arts. And in Bubbler Talk, we explore why we put soda in old fashions. We'll start with this. After the police killing of George Floyd last spring, there were calls around the nation to defund the police. But just a year before, Milwaukee's African American Roundtable launched Liberate MKE, a campaign to convince city leaders to do that very thing. The group asked Mayor Barrett to divest $25 million from the Milwaukee Police Department and invest that money into community programs that advance safety and crime prevention. Marquesa Tucker is the executive director of the African American Roundtable. She joins WUWM's Mayon Silver to talk about their push not to reform the existing police system, but to build a new one. Tucker starts by explaining the biggest changes they've seen so far.
The biggest thing is that the community is involved in the city budget. You know, in 2018, I walked myself through the budget just to learn about it before I, you know, decided to help to launch the campaign. And I tell people all the time, there were like six or seven people at those budget hearings. You know, some of them were union people, some of them were staff, but it wasn't us. It wasn't the community there. And so I would say just the education and the knowledge that we've been able to help to uplift around the city budget has been a win. We have developed leaders through this organizing effort and campaign. We have also changed the narrative of what we're talking about when we say public safety in the city of Milwaukee. And also when we launched in 2019, this is a new concept to Milwaukee. Defunding the police was a new concept. And when the 2020-2021 budget came around, the Common Council actually sent a letter, I believe it was, to Mayor Tom Barrett before he presented his budget to say, hey, when you send us this budget, take 10% off the top. We know that that would not have happened if we hadn't done such great organizing around lifting up a different narrative around what people really want. I also think the win is we are forcing the Common Council and the mayor, people that we pay, to look at the budget differently. Getting, you know, we're going to have to get creative. I know, you know, we need more share revenue from the state, or, you know, we can toss the blame and talk about these other things, but we have to get creative about the money that is funneling through Milwaukee, which is the taxpayers' dollars, for one. And if people said that they want their tax dollars going towards neighborhood services and picking up their trash and streetlights, we have to find a way to meet those needs. And I would also say that we're not letting people hide behind police equals public safety narrative anymore, because that's not what keeps Black folks and brown folks safe. We've seen the numbers, we've seen the statistics, and we've also seen it here in Milwaukee where Black and brown folks have been murdered by police. And so we're excited to have been a part of that narrative in 2019 that really built a foundation for 2020. Unfortunately, after George Floyd was murdered, you know, that defund, abolish the police, you know, narrative really swept across the country. But thank God we had already started that campaign here in 2019. So this was not a new concept for our people to really understand or be a part of, because we had already set the scene.
And on that note, what are the goals of the African American Roundtable and Liberate MKE for 2021?
Yeah, so we probably won't be relaunching our campaign until we normally, the last 2 years, have done it during Juneteenth day or the week. And so we'll launch a little bit closer to that. But one thing, a couple of the goals that we do have is we just actually shifted to a new fiscal organization, the Hmong American Women's Association. So we're looking to build up infrastructure as we prepare to file for our nonprofit status this year, so, which is really, really exciting. So that's one big goal. Also to, you know, really get some sustainable fundraising. You know, a lot of times Black organizations start to do this type of work. They go and start their own nonprofit. And a couple years later, unfortunately, you're hearing that the organization is no longer established or, you know, funding dried up. And we want to make sure that we are sustaining ourselves. And so really building relationships with funders so that our work can stick around, because we need to, another goal of ours is to continue to develop leaders, educate people, and bring them in around our analysis. You know, although we do not do reform work anymore, we know that there are tons of people who are still doing that work in Milwaukee. And so we don't throw away or cast away those people. We just constantly bring in opportunities to sit down at the table, you know, and do principal struggle around the work that we are doing. We also are going to be developing a couple leadership cohorts this year, where we will do some specific study with people in some key aldermanic districts to really help to base build, which is another thing we want to do. We're hiring another organizer, and we're going to base build in some aldermanic districts that don't get as much love and attention from organizers on the ground. But we know Black and Brown folks are affected in every district. And so we need to make sure that we are maximizing our people power to stretch into those areas that may not get all of the attention.
And you mentioned that AART is not doing reform anymore. Can you just break down what that means and like what the organization is doing?
Absolutely. So when I became the director of this project in 2017, the work that we took on, like I said, was right after the Coalition for Justice kind of took a break. The Department of Justice had just, you know, dropped that draft report with the DOJ findings and the recommendations. And we knew that the voices that were heard by the Department of Justice, and I believe it was 2016, would be in that draft report. You know, so we took those findings and those recommendations back to the community and said, hey, how do you want this prioritized? I was chairing the Collaborative Community Committee. It's had so many names and iterations, but I was chairing that and leading that work with the roundtable, but also with the city. And what I learned during that time, and also just my time working with the Hamilton family, is that doing the inside work of reform is not only exhausting, it takes a certain type of muscle to do it. And I realized that that's not the muscle I had in this season. And I learned that the things that the Hamilton family wanted, they wanted Christopher Manny fired. You know, he was fired, but not for murdering Dontre. They wanted, you know, this training to be done. And it's like the things that they wanted were things that other families previous years and, you know, in previous states had asked for as well. And we're asking for the same thing over and over. And so we decided to take a different approach to what it would look like to get our people what they need versus asking the system around policing to give us justice and give us this and give us proper training. And so we stopped circling around that dead horse. And so we decided to, again, work more around a strategy for reimagining true public safety, which we know is meeting folks' basic needs, making sure that people have access to the things that we know people in the suburbs have access to, and where policing is not what it looks like in our communities.
And just to break it down, that seems in its own way like a little bit of reform, but you're saying not necessarily reforming the police department, but trying to
build a new system. We don't like to say like, oh yeah, we're just tearing down and we want to abolish the police. We have to continue to remind people in these contexts that we're not just tearing down, we're building up. We want to build up alternative organizations. There's tons of organizations that are already doing alternative type work in our city. What does it look like to build those organizations up, to build those their investment dollars up, to build up their capacity, to build up other agencies to respond to the work that police said that they shouldn't be responding to and quite frankly, don't have the capacity to respond to?
What does a change in the top leadership in the country from Donald Trump to Joe Biden mean for this type of work?
Well, we already know that Biden has already said that he's going to be focusing around, you know, reforming and sending money for trainings and things like that. So we know the conversation around reimagining public safety is getting co-opted. Oh, we're going to reimagine public safety and send more dollars for training. We're going to send the Fed and the cop grants and, you know, we're going to do this, this and that. And that's, of course, not what we're referring to, but we know that this ongoing conversation, it starts from the ground level and it has to build up. And so we also know that last year during the elections and the campaigns that oh, you know, that defund the police, you know, really allowed, you know, some Democrats to lose their campaigns. And so we're not going to change our strategy. They need to change their strategy on how they're going to work with the people on the ground around what they want. And so, again, it's the work that starts here at the bottom that has to keep going up and up and up. And for instance, you know, the Common Council just revisited the COPS grant, and unfortunately they decided to keep that money. And, you know, one of the things was, you know, where maybe the new Biden administration is going to do something, you know, different and allow us to spend this money differently with police. No, we can't expect the feds to save us. We can't expect them to change what they do. It's hard to change systems. And I'm not saying just because Biden is there, things won't change. But what I'm saying is we have to take power here in our own city around what we want to do. And if we couldn't change how that COP grant moved, we should not have taken it. Because again, before you know it, this city is going to be, you know, we're going to be a state, you know, just funding police, like, you know, 35 million in misconduct cases, you know, almost 50% in the city budget. Now we're getting this money from the COPS grant to bring 30 cops back. And we know that 30 cops are not going to produce more safety. There's no, you know, we say this over and over again, there's no reports that say more training, more safety, you know, more cops are going to actually give people what they need. It doesn't equate.
So if you have a few concrete goals for the community, what are the priorities?
Continue educating our community around what is it that you really want? You know, because we know that some communities are still saying, hey, yeah, we need police. And we're like, okay, we're not going to say, no, you don't need police. We're going to go a little bit further, pull back some layers and get to the root of what it is they really need. Because what is it that you think that police can actually give you that's going to supply for the actual need you have? Because we have to remember, police are reactionary. So they're not going to solve what you've called them for. They're just going to come and clean up. So that would be one thing, continue political education. And then two would be leadership development. We have to continue to develop leaders. This work can't just be on a round table. It just can't be on a couple coalition leaders. Like, we have to continue to build people power. And that means extending our base. And then third, I would also just say that people would stay involved in civic engagement, even if it isn't the Liberate MKE campaign.
And finally, when it comes to the budget, is that sort of like the big impact that the roundtable can have? And what have you seen so far from like this year's budget?
We're definitely going to still be organizing around the city budget, but we're also going to be partnering with a coalition that's led by Freedom Inc. in Madison. It's called the Community Power Coalition. And what they do is gather Black and Brown groups on a state level. And so we have to remember that the work that we're doing on the city level can be easily thwarted on a state level. So what is it that we can do as organizations to make sure that I think there's a bill right now that Wangar put out that, you know, if these municipalities continue to defund, you know, and take away resources from the police, we're going to be taking resources from your shared revenue. So it's like we have to now combat plans, although our capacity might just be on a city level. If we partner and get in coalition with people on state level, we can help to combat that and do work to get people to call in. Hey, this is not what we want. This is not what we meant. This is not what we want. But again, just other people finding, you know, our opponents finding ways to co-opt our message and trying to turn it on its head.
And in a nutshell, what is that message?
What is our message to our opponents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it is we have to define true public safety for what it is. We have to get to the root and we have to stop putting our money in places that don't address the root causes.
That's Markeza Tucker of the African American Roundtable. Thank you so much for coming on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Markeza Tucker is the executive director of the African American Roundtable, and she spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver. Last week, we spoke with Angela Lane, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. She talked about what the group accomplished in 2020 and the work she hopes to do this year. You can find that conversation and many other interviews with local activists at WUWM.com.